So today we begin our observance of Lent with, as you know, one of the strangest rituals in our tradition, the imposing of ashes. Now, it always surprises me when I hear about ashes to go being a really popular phenomenon in some places. I have to think that the people who like ashes to go must be hearkening back to their memories of their childhood or something else, because when you think about it, the practice of imposing ashes is not something that really makes a whole lot of sense in our culture. I've spoken to people about Ash Wednesday, people who have no church background whatsoever, and they've asked me about Ash Wednesday, and then when I tell them what it's about, they give me this horrified look, reminding people that they are literally dust, reminding them of their mortality. That's not the sort of thing that we talk about in polite company, right? Generally. We are, as Walter Brueggemann says, a culture of celebration rather than a culture of lament. So this idea that we would take a whole day just to ponder our brokenness and the fragility of our existence, it doesn't sit well, I think, with a lot of people. We have this, in our culture, our society, this almost pathological avoidance of the subject of death. We don't even call funerals funerals anymore, right? We call them celebrations of life, right? We avoid talking about death, and as a result, a lot of people are really unprepared to deal with the reality of it. When I started doing my clinical pastoral training up at Loma Linda Hospital, on my very first on-call shift, and that's the shift where you're the chaplain in charge of the entire hospital. There's no other chaplains. On my first shift, I had 6 deaths just in a 12-hour period, just one after the other, after the other, after the other. Now, this was, as you would imagine, kind of a harrowing experience for me because I had never experienced anything like that. But when I got through the stress of it, I found that I was actually very thankful to be able to have that sort of experience right at the beginning of my time, because it really quickly introduced me to being able to see death as a more natural part of life. I couldn't avoid it. And so I learned right away how to help myself and then how to help others walk through it. Now, death, of course, is not an easy part of life by any means, but we can't deny that death is part of the stuff of life. Mm-hmm. So it's fitting that we'd begin Lent with a reminder of our mortality, because at its core, Lent is about the stuff of life. Lent is this season where we take our first bold steps into the reality of what it means when we choose to follow Jesus. There's a tendency, I think, we kind of tend to think of Lent as this contemplative and reflective kind of quiet season. And there is some of that. And I think certain times, depending on what you're going through, as a community and as a person, that kind of focus on Lent can be helpful. But other times, we need to be reminded that Lent is also about action. Think about it. The practice of observing the 40 days of Lent is based on Jesus' action of going into the desert for 40 days as a preparation for the road that he was to follow. And our Lenten practices are also based in action, when you think about it. We engage in giving and serving those in need. We fast in various different forms. We participate in learning and formation programs that help us to equip ourselves for the work that we have ahead. Lent is kind of, in a lot of ways, where the rubber meets the road. The whole rest of the church year is about Jesus, when you think about it. It's about, we're learning about Jesus, and we're learning either about his birth or his revelation as the Christ, or about his passion, about his death. But in Lent, we focus on us and what we need to do in order to be followers of Jesus. And so it's where the rubber meets the road. And we must not forget that we know where that road ends if we really want to follow Jesus. Because the road that Jesus walked is the Jerusalem road. It's the road that leads to Calvary. It's the road that leads to death and suffering. But it's also the road that leads through death and suffering into the light of resurrection. And it's a road that's transformative for us to walk. It's not a road that leads us into being more religious, being more pious. In our reading from Isaiah that we heard today, Isaiah speaks of the true fast, the fast of loosing the bonds of injustice, freeing the oppressed, feeding the hungry, housing the homeless. These are real things. These are here and now things. These aren't spiritual practices, but ways of following Jesus in the flesh with our bodies so that we can bring healing and wholeness to other bodies. And Ash Wednesday is also a reminder that these bodies that we have, we only have for a time. And we have a choice of what we can do with these bodies. And so today, as we participate in this ancient ritual of ashes that doesn't make a whole lot of sense in our modern world, but something that our modern world probably needs more than it knows, let those ashes be a reminder, not just of our mortality, but also of our common humanity and our interdependence. Let's also remember that in the midst of death, all things are becoming new, and that we are Christ's ambassadors. We're bearers of both the sorrow and the loss and the joy of resurrection in our bodies. This is the message that we carry to the world this Lent. And I pray this with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.